Every 2 years, Florida International University surveys about 1,000 Miami-Dade County Cubans, but its new Cuba poll reveals the most significant shift yet in their influential opinions. Two-thirds of Miami-Dade Cubans support President Obama's policy of normalizing relations with communist Cuba. Just as many favor lifting the 54-year-old U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. It's the largest share to reject the embargo in the 20-year history of the FIU poll. FIU sociology professor and pollster Guillermo Grenier says Obama and Cubans now agree the embargo failed to bring change to the island.
You have the Obama administration, the Cuban-American population, realizing that the embargo is not the right tool for the job they want done. They have different jobs in mind, but the embargo is filling nobody's need.
That's partly because younger South Florida Cubans have come to the fore, but more recently arrived Cubans also outnumber older and more hardline exiles. Jorge Duany directs FIU's Cuban Research Institute.
These are people who want to remain in touch with relatives and friends in Cuba, so anything that helps increase that contact and engagement, that's what they will support.
Still, Miami-Dade Cubans say they narrowly support Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.